Well, it was probably one of the most unique sessions in the last 30 years.
District 1 Senator Doug Broxson, reflecting on the overriding influence that House Speaker Richard Corcoran had on the regular session, where more than 3,000 bills were filed, but fewer than 250 were passed before the legislature adjourned.
He pulled out every possible method he could think of to try to persuade both the House and Senate on what was best for the state of Florida. And really, he was involved in making some cultural change in the way we conduct policy, and we'll see how it works out.
For Northwest Florida, there was nothing bigger than the agreement over the release of $300 million from Florida's share of the BP oil spill settlement to Triumph Gulf Coast, which will administer the funds for the 8 most impacted counties.
Hopefully by summer, they'll be taking applications and we'll see some stimulus in our marketplace. And it will be an advantage that we should have over the rest of the state, and that we have the first deposit of $1.5 billion that's coming our way directly to stimulate the economy.
Statewide, the most important action by lawmakers was passage of an $83 billion state budget, which Broxson says had some pros and cons.
Unfortunately, I think the K through 12 did not do as well as I wanted them to do. We took the House version of what they perceive, which it leans heavy on charter schools, and there was quite a bit of debate about that. And higher ed did well. The University of West Florida, Pensacola State College did not do as well. They were very disappointed in that. Hopefully we can do better for them next year.
The cut to state colleges was about $30 million statewide. For UWF, the legislature's proposed budget includes $4.4 million for Phase 3 of the Laboratory Sciences Annex, $2.5 million for the Office of Economic Development and Engagement, and $1 million for development of the Intelligent Systems and Robotics PhD program. Elsewhere in Escambia County, the spending plan includes $3.1 million for the Bluffs, that's Northwest Florida's industrial campus to be located in Pensacola. There's a $500,000 for improvements to the Muskogee Road Freight Corridor and $421,000 for the National Flight Academy.
Specifically, I had $1 million that'll go to the City of Milton's Riverwalk. That comes out of the tourism dollars.
That's District 3 State Representative J.R. Williamson, whose district covers parts of Santa Rosa and Okaloosa counties.
There was $600,000 for the wastewater treatment plant in East Milton, $1 million to the I-10 Industrial Park in Santa Rosa County, which will be really good to get that park shovel ready for businesses to come in. So we fared well overall. I know the other representatives also did well when it comes to appropriations. And now we're gonna wait for the governor, and hopefully he'll think that those projects were beneficial as well and sign them so we can have that funding sent to the Panhandle.
Williamson is one of three freshman lawmakers from Northwest Florida now serving in the House of Representatives. 4 of the 6 bills he sponsored were passed, and thanks to Representatives Brad Drake and Clay Ingram, who headed the Transportation and Infrastructure Subcommittee, Williamson was able to run the Department of Transportation's policy bill for the entire state, which was the last bill passed in the Senate.
It's a bill that pretty much everybody tries to get their hands on because there's so many things that are germane to transportation. So at the last day or two, everybody's trying to pile on any bill that failed during the year. They're trying to pile it on to the transportation bill so it'll pass. So we had to play a lot of defense to keep bad amendments off of the bill and put it in position to pass, because it only passes about once every 5 or 6 years.
Locally, the DOT bill includes a feasibility study to determine whether the state should take over the Garson Point Bridge connecting North and South Santa Rosa County. From Okaloosa County, District 4 Representative Mel Ponder is also serving his first term. Given the lean budget and few number of bills passed, just one that he sponsored made it through both chambers of the legislature. There's no funding attached, but the measure allows Okaloosa to sign on to the state's mental health diversion pilot program.
There's an existing program down in Miami-Dade County by Judge Leifman that works with the mental health community in a diversion program to keep them out of the jails and to attack the matter firsthand. And so 2 other counties got added to the pilot program last year, and then Okaloosa, we are within the 18-county footprint of the community Big Bend area, we're the number one county of need.
Also in Okaloosa, Northwest Florida State College is slated to receive $5.8 million for a couple of renovation and repair projects. There's $1.7 million for the widening of P.J. Adams Parkway in Crestview and $300,000 for the city of Fort Walton Beach to relocate the historic Gulf View Hotel and turn it into a welcome center. At this point, it's a waiting game to see what parts of the budget will survive Governor Rick Scott's veto pen. And because of the defunding of Enterprise Florida and severe cuts to Visit Florida, he's threatening to veto the whole thing. Meantime, there are mounting calls for a special session on medical marijuana. And Ponder, Williamson, and Broxson all agree that lawmakers should be called back to deal with the matter. A special session could be convened by Governor Scott alone or jointly by House Speaker Corcoran and Senate President Joe Negron. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.